And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit, but I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time, and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a, what did I hear went on down there? They had a, somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay, and they found an island, and they were going to camp on it, and they didn't secure the boat, and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat, and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
And forget about tides, huh? You know, people, they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it. And they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is. But it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah. Well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment, and then go out there and just find them, you know. Use the waypoints. Drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go towards Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice.
You're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, bucking broncos and bulls and stuff. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Which category
that's
right. Are you
one
in?
The biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh?
I used to play with that when I was young, but man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, that was amazing to me, huh? You know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah, what brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students and just had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right. Well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, you know, we'll See you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen in the last 3 weeks. I haven't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hadn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge the thunderstorms. They're just little pop-ups, so you can get around them pretty easy. But it's been great.
And the if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right, if you decide to get on one of those Broncos, send me the video.
Don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right, well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man.